and welcome to another Illyriantary. This time it's for Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 6, Episode, 21, I think, 2 to go. Last time we saw Willow, she had just flayed Warren, and she had said 2 to go. And so I'm assuming she's going to go after Jonathan, and never remember his name. It's really sad. Andrew? Maybe it's Andrew. All right. So, predictions. Willow's going to try to kill Jonathan and Andrew, and Buffy's going to stop her, and this will create the ultimate feud of ultimate feuds, and I hope that I will remain conscious for all of this, because I may die of glee if they start battling it out. Tee-hee! Okay. So, get your Netflix machines ready. We are going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, hit play now.
This is what happened this year.
Wait a second.
Night, we're bringing Buffy back.
Xander's? This is what happened this year? That's weird.
I was torn out of there by my friends.
I'm headed back to England.
Bye, Giles.
So you three have what?
Bandits. Maybe it's a double.
Well, your arch nemesis.
Willow, you're using too much magic.
I don't think this is going to work.
Are you saying you're going to leave?
Maybe it's a double. A double body. Cross.
I need help.
We kissed.
Xander saying that thing at the beginning means Giles is back. That'd be awesome.
You're afraid I'm going to.
Things have changed.
The only thing that's different is that I'm disgusted with myself.
It's over. I'm using you.
We're getting married.
Congratulations.
Wow, Xander, this is a long summary. Is this a 2-part season finale?
You can just go back to the way things were before.
And I wish you were never born.
You left me, Xander, at the altar.
So you go out and bang the first body you can find?
It's good enough for Buffy.
Shut up and leave her out of...
We can't ignore this kind of behavior. Something needs to be done before it spins out of control.
Can you just be kissing me now?
Oh, Tara. Tara.
I'll make you feel it.
Stop! Ask me again why I could never love you.
Get nice and comfy, slow. I'll be back.
I think you could just do that to me.
Tara? Tara?
Wow, this is a perfect summary.
Something terrible has happened, I know. You don't have to do
it. Power.
Wait, what are you doing? She's gonna die.
No, she isn't. We need to find Willow.
And you want to return to your former self?
Bitch is gonna see a change.
Hmm.
What did you do?
One down.
Oh no, she said one down. That's what she said. I was just entranced. Oh, look, we're right where we left off. Come on, Xander.
Again? Xander, we don't have time.
I know.
Just
what happened back there? The sounds of it. The smell.
I know.
Willow did that.
That's why we have to keep moving. You heard what she said. One down.
We're talking about 2 to go, right? Jonathan and what's his face?
Hey, no one remembers.
Sitting at county jail, got a clue Willow's coming.
You don't think she's going to kill them, too? She wouldn't. It doesn't make sense.
Willow's got an addictive personality. She just tasted blood. I mean, she could be there already.
No, she couldn't. A witch at her level. She can only go airborne. It's a thing. More flashy, impresses the locals, but it does take longer.
Longer than what?
Teleporting.
Whoa!
Right.
Hey!
Vengeance demon. Well, at least she'll get there first.
Counting the ways that can go wrong.
Well, Anya can handle herself.
Against Willow tonight? Don't be too sure.
Well, she should be coming out at some point, shouldn't she?
Wait a second. An Anya-Willow battle is not allowed. I would be crushed.
Grief and magic.
Doesn't matter. Willow just killed someone. Killing people changes you. Believe me, I know.
Warren was a cold-blooded killer of women just warming up. He asked me to bastard her to come into him.
Maybe. Andrew and Jonathan don't.
This is still Willow we're dealing with, right?
I hope so. Whatever she's going through, we have to stop her.
Maybe why aren't they running?
If we can get to your car.
Willow.
Guess she wants to finish the job without us tagging along. Meet me at the jail.
Sure, how you gonna?
Yep.
Okay, then. I'll just catch up.
She's only my best friend, you know. No big deal, just... Glad I can help.
She should have gotten one of those indestructible cars. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Wait, let's read it in time. And Nicholas Brendan, who beats up fences, I guess. Emma Caulfield, who's afraid of bunnies, I don't know. Michelle Trachtenberg, who I hope she plays no part in this last two episodes. James Marsters, who I've had enough of. Allison Hannigan, my favorite. Wouldn't it be cool if Star Wars The Force Awakens was all about Willow? I think that'd be cool. Yep. Here we go. Action. Mark David Alpert. Alpert?
Dude, move like a foot to your left.
What for?
I'm trying to hear something.
Like what?
Signals.
What?
Oh, crying out loud. Signals? Who from? Your probe-happy alien friends? Say, maybe we can trade a pack of cigarettes in for tinfoil. Make you a nice little antenna hat.
Laugh it up, fuzzball. I figured it out. Warren never abandoned us.
What?
Not me, anyway. This is like his test. If we can figure out how he's communicating with us, then we'll be, you know, worthy.
We're checking. What a loser.
Lex Luthor had a false epidermis escape kit in Superman versus the Amazing Spider-Man Treasury Edition.
Okay, first of all, those were sonic disruptors. Second of all, you are sadness personified. Waiting for Warren? Yeah, maybe he'll come bust us out of here in Santa's magic sleigh.
I'm telling him you said that.
Why wait? Tell him right now. Hey, Warren, do you read me? Your girlfriend's pathetic. Over.
Shut up, Jerkathan.
You see, Jerkathan.
This is why we get jetpacks and all you get is left behind.
So you admit it.
Why not? Why not? You were out of the trio a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And you want to know why, little feller? No respect for the chain of command.
Yeah, see how far it's gotten you? Checking every hole in your sad little body for transmitters that don't exist.
Oh, I'll find it if I have to check every hole in my body and yours. Get off! Make me!
Hello.
You are.
You do that?
Listen to me. We have to get you out of here or you'll both be killed. Guard!
What's going on?
Guard!
Stop that. I don't trust her. Do you trust her? This is major uncool.
Anya, you're going to have to break this down for us a little.
Warren shot Buffy. Warren shot Tara. Buffy's alive, Tara's dead. Willow found out and, being the most powerful Wicca in the Western Hemisphere, decided to get the payback with interest.
What about Warren?
She killed him. Ripped him apart and bloodied up the forest doing it. Now she's coming here, and the two of you are next.
Oh my god, Warren. Oh my god. Me.
Guard!
We didn't do anything.
Guards!
All right, all right. What do you... Who the hell are you?
Something's coming. Something bad. You have to let these men out of here, or I guarantee you there will be hell to pay.
Okay, what exactly?
Okay, it looks familiar.
One of the many things in this world you are not prepared to deal with.
That a fact?
Yes, and we're running out of time. So just believe me when I tell you, these things are real, they're dangerous, and they're coming.
I wonder how much of a plot convenience it is to have Anya be a vengeance demon again. Oh, Willow's transformed herself into a T-Rex. Seriously badass. Not at all lame. Like, I would figure this would be a little bit lame. I'm so happy.
Listen, I don't know what you think you're doing, but just...
Take a nap.
Thank you.
So please, stop looking at me like it's your first trip to the circus and do your job. Let them out.
You three stay here.
Oh, like we have a choice.
Don't move. You'll be safe here.
Are you even listening? This is the one place they won't be safe.
Cops are... Ugh. TV cops are so dumb. Unnecessary collateral damage. I love it.
Stop it, just stop. Why is she doing this? Tell her we didn't do anything.
Yes, we did. We signed on, we teamed up, we wanted to see where our plans would take us. We'll take them. This is it.
Maybe for you. Anya, teleport us out of here, please. Take us with you.
I can't. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, God. Help! Go!
Kicking doors down in style. Those little gloves, little hat. It's hilarious. Oh, man. So, why aren't you shooting it? They would have been shooting a long time ago. Nice! Where'd they go? Are they hiding? Wait a second. Ooh! Slayer power.
Buffy, Willow, just stop for a second and listen to...
No! Oh. That's ridiculously awesome.
Ah, what's that sound? God, it kills.
We're gonna have to make a run for it.
Are you kidding? She's like Dark Phoenix up there. You expect to just outrun her?
Nice.
Pretty much.
Get in.
Yeah, put the two perps in the back. Did he just take off without letting Buffy in? That's hilarious.
Is she coming?
I don't see anything.
Are you guys all right? Are you injured?
I don't think so. Where are you taking us?
We'll find someplace safe and we'll keep you there until we can stop Willow.
Run and hide? That's your brilliant plan?
I don't believe this.
Boys, if you don't knock it off, I will pull this car over and you can just walk to your painful desk from here.
Nice.
I don't get it.
So where do they go? Like, I mean, they can't hide. And they can't defeat her. So what, they're going to talk her out of it?
But we didn't do anything. Ow!
I hate to admit it, Buff, but Jonathan may have a point. Why isn't she right here right now?
Maybe she's just getting her mojo up and running. Or maybe she hasn't figured out exactly how much power she really has yet. Neither have we.
Guess we keep running, then.
I still can't believe that was Willow. I mean, I've known her almost as long as you guys. Willow was, you know, she packed her own lunches and wore floods and was always just Willow.
Those sweaters and t-shirts. There we go.
What was that?
Truck.
Just Willow.
Nice.
Okay, any ideas?
Drive faster.
This is faster.
I don't think she cares anymore. Is she conflicted?
Yoshi's wedding?
Oh, she had a juice? Oh, her weakness. She needs to recharge.
In the nacho cheese ones. The taste.
Clem and Dawn.
The texture I can't deal with. So gritty. Kind of hurts my tongue. So I give him a 7. Maybe a 7.5. And you think this is dumb, don't you?
No. No. As taste tests go, this is definitely one of the better ones I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. No biggie. You want to play cards?
Clem.
I can be a real boredom buster if you just give me half a chance.
It's not you.
Still, I feel responsible. It's not fair. Girl your age cooped up in a crypt. Tell you what, let me get my hat and my coat. I'll take you to a movie. We'll go nuts. PG-13.
Clem.
Uh-huh.
Look at me. Do I look weak to you or incapable?
Heck no.
So why am I stuck here?
No good reason I can see.
Hmm.
I'm still real sorry about what happened. If there's anything I can do to help, just name it.
Anything?
Oh, no.
Oh. You're not going to go and get yourself in trouble now, are you?
Of course.
Me,
of course.
Your sister's the Slayer. I'm a demon. That's real good incentive to get along with her.
I need a demon to help me.
Hmm. She doing?
Spike would have.
Oh,
Spike's gone.
So manipulative. Don't be manipulative.
Understand.
Yeah, it's not like I've been clear about it, a great mysterious one. This is a test. I don't get what I want unless I pass said test. How about the size and shape?
Yes.
And since your pad is decked out gladiator style, and no number 2 pencils have been provided, guess we're not starting with the written. Here we go.
Hey, it's Gregor Clegane! No. That's a wannabe.
I'm venturing this would be the kill or be killed type of situation, then.
To the death.
Right. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Son of...
Wait a second. Fists of fire? Unfair.
Rax place was right around here last time.
I don't feel anything. Oh, well, not here. Let's go home.
You don't feel anything because this place moves. I told you.
Oh, no. They're looking for Rack.
Why moves all the time? Because he's shady. A bad element comes down here.
I get that.
Poor
but Will
Clem.
Is part of it now. She is the element. If she isn't around somewhere, Rack may know where she is. Which is why we need to talk to him.
We? In a face-to-face way?
Or me. I'll go in there without you.
What? No, it's fine. I'm good. It's just... Rack's not partial to the fluffy. He has a thing. But hey, I'm in, absolutely.
Either way, just get me there.
Oh, Clem.
Hey,
take her back to the crypt.
He's not gonna tell you for nothing. He's gonna want something.
I have money.
It's not the kind of something he's gonna want. Rack's like this little girl.
I am not a little girl.
Oh my god, you saw her.
I don't know if you thought this through. I'm supposed to keep you safe, and this whole thing is... I mean, even if you find Willow, you really think you can stop her?
There's
Thanks
no way.
Getting yourself fast. Big help.
Once again, Xander in need of big help.
Whatever. So, can you still sense Willow? Knowing her location would be a real big comfort right about now.
No, I can't. Which means whatever she's feeling has gone way beyond simple vengeance.
Did I mention me needing the comfort?
Whatever we got, we better grab it fast. This is one of the first places she's going to think to look for us.
And what are we doing here? You know, I could summon a demon that would kill her.
And I could smack you so our dry balls would switch sockets.
No one is getting killed. Sit down. We need to find some sort of magics that'll stop Willow, or at least...
But she took all the magics.
She drained the place. Took everything.
Not everything.
Ooh. Oh, secret vault, secret stash.
Book of protection spells. Anti-magic, our last resort.
Last resort magic.
Think you can work this stuff?
Huh, okay. Well, good news is, the text is intact. Bad news is, I can't read a word of it. It's like in ancient Sumerian or something.
Could I take a look at it?
Shut up.
Right.
Hmm.
I just thought, you know, as long as you're protecting us, the least I could do
I'm
is...
I'm not protecting you, Jonathan. None of us are. We're doing this for Willow.
Mm.
The only reason it happens to be your lucky day is because Willow kills you, she crosses a line, I lose a friend. And I hate losing.
I get that. It's just... You know she's running out of power.
I'm sure he can read it. Can he read it?
I can tell.
Just say so.
I can practically feel it. I've dabbled in magics.
I think Willow's in a league of her own about now, dabble boy.
But still, running that hot for that long, it's just a matter of time before you gotta recharge, no matter how juiced up you are.
Thank you. Now you remember that thing we talked about?
About me shutting up?
Right. I guess he couldn't read it. He was just butting in.
Buffy, let's say this works. And we stop Willow from working the hoodoo for a minute. What then?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to her.
Great. And say what?
Stop, please.
Look, whatever she's gonna do, she starts with those two. They're the line she cannot cross. And if she is running low on magics, then she's probably somewhere right now trying to get it all back.
Racks.
Hey, babe. I've been waiting for you. Guess the rehab didn't take, huh? That's the way it goes sometimes. But I gotta say, I could feel you coming a mile away. You know something, sweetness? I liked it. When you first came to me, you were just a little slip of a girl. Look at you now, so grown up. It's full of dark juice. You still taste like strawberry.
Ugh. Dark juice is a very strange expression.
Maybe now. You're ripe. You came because you want something, don't you? I thought so.
Oh, you're gonna kill him and take all his power, aren't you?
So tell me.
For sure. For sure, do it! Go.
Yay, Clem. Making with the demon senses. I knew you could find this place.
It's not very clean.
Don't wake out
of
me again.
I'm still not so sure you should be here.
Nice.
Not so sure I should be here.
No one should be there.
Come on.
Magic drug house, drug den.
You want to wait here?
Yes, of course he does. Don't go in there. You're going to find another dead body. This is a thing with you today. Clem. I'm going to find a dead warlock. Is that what you're going to find?
Willow?
Oh.
Donnie, what are you doing here? Because if you're looking for me, now's not a great time.
You look terrible.
Do I?
You're back on the magics.
No, honey. I am the magics.
Nice.
Did you kill that guy?
It's an improvement, believe me.
I have to go.
Why? So you can run and tell Buffy?
Willow, please just listen to me.
You don't have to talk. Just think real loud. I can hear you.
You're freaking me out.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm just a little wired. And I have some things to do. Thought if anybody'd understand.
I miss Tara too. But this, what you're doing here, this is not the way to go. You're only going to make things worse. But I promise, it's not too late to
miss her.
Yes.
Did you cry? Of course you did. I get that. I understand the crying. You cry because you're human. You weren't always.
Yes, I was.
No, please.
Yay! You're
telling me you don't remember? You used to be some mystic ball of energy.
Yay!
Maybe that's why you're crying all the time.
Yay!
You don't belong here.
Yay!
Want to go back?
Yay!
End the pain?
Yay!
You'll be happier.
Yes, yes.
I'll be happier.
Please!
We'll all be a lot happier.
Oh, me too!
Listening to the constant whining.
Willow, stop.
Mom, Buffy, Tara, wah. Little energy ball. No more tears, Donnie. I think you need to get away from her.
Buffy, you ruin everything.
You're too close.
How am I supposed to read?
I don't know. I'm staring right at this stuff, and I can't read it.
Well, how's the translation coming? What have we got so far?
So far, we've got the. Well, either the or towards. I'm not really sure. I can't do this. I'm in retail. Stupid ancient Sumerian.
I'm pretty sure it's Babylonian. The text is similar, but the dialect is completely different.
Great. Babylonian. Thanks a bushel. But unless you can read Babylonian, why don't you sit back down?
Why are you helping them?
Because they're saving our lives, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what then? Even if they kill that wicked bitch, you think they're just gonna let us walk? They own us.
So what do you want me to do?
Look around. You know magic? We're in a magic shop. We can take them. The books are sucked dry, but so what? There's still, like, tons of supplies all around us. This is the best chance we're gonna get to.
Oh my god, Andrew, you're the worst!
What?
Start over. We can be the duo. You and me. You can even be the leader, I swear. I'll take orders.
Oh, don't.
I like taking orders.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what to do.
You want an order?
Grow up.
Hey now, play nice, fellas, or you'll break our concentration.
Which means no protection spell.
And Willow will make you two boneless chickens skinless, too.
Ooh, wow.
Think a little witch buddy's gonna stop with us? You saw her? She's a truck-driving magic mama. And we've got maybe seconds before Darth
Vader. Is that a mask of Giles' face on the wall? It looks like Giles.
Has the midichlorians to stop her.
You've never had any tiny bit of sex, have you?
He just used the word midichlorians.
What if
I hate him?
Lays their souls and comes after us.
She won't.
You don't know that.
We're her friends, Anya. Her family. She would never hurt us.
She tried to use you for a hood ornament, Xander. She doesn't care if you live or die.
Guess you two finally have something in common.
Oh my god. Xander, you're the worst.
I care if you live or die, Xander. I'm just not sure which one I want.
Again, we come. Look, we both know things might get ugly at Palooza. And if it gets really bad.
Let me guess, you'll propose?
Yay!
I need to know if you're going to turn on me. Use this little shindig as an excuse for some sweet revenge.
There's nothing in this world that would give me greater or more
come on, guys.
Satisfaction than to reap bloody vengeance upon you, Sarah. But I can't. Not officially. Not magically. So smile at your lucky day. You got away with it. I can't hurt you.
You can just poke him with a knife.
You varnishing the table with Spike. How could that possibly have hurt? It may have chafed.
That wasn't vengeance. It was solace.
Nothing to do with you, idiot.
Look, I really can't hurt you, so I'm just gonna have to settle for hating you.
Just physically hurt him. I don't understand this. This is so
stupid.
You don't
get to play the martyr.
I'm not.
You know, none of this would be happening if it weren't for you.
You think I don't know that? You think I'm the hero of this piece? I saw the gun. Before Warren raised it, I saw it and I couldn't move. He shot two of my friends before I could even. You want me to know how useless I am?
Pretty useless.
That it's my fault?
Yep.
Thanks. I already got the memo.
I was talking about us. You need to back down a minute and think, Will.
This is gonna hurt her, Buzzkill.
She tried to turn me back. You're attacking the people who love you now?
Only the ones in my way.
That's not... You need help.
I'm doing fine on my own thing.
Don't think so.
Dawn, get out of here. Go!
Don't. We're all friends.
Willow, I know what you want to do, but you have to listen to me. The forces inside you are incredibly powerful. They're strong, but you're stronger. You have to remember you're still Willow.
Let me tell you something about Willow. She's a loser, and she always has been. People picked on Willow in junior high school, up until college. With her stupid, mousy ways. And now, Willow's a junkie.
I can help.
The only thing Willow was ever good for, the only thing I had going for me, were the moments, just moments, when Tara would look at me and I was wonderful. And that will never happen again.
I know this hurts. Bad. Willow, if you let loose with the magics, it'll never end.
Promise.
You don't want that.
Why not?
Because you'll lose everything. Your friends. Yourself. Willow, if you let this control you, then the world goes away. And all of us with it. There's so much to live for. Will... There's too much.
Please. This is your pitch? Buffy, you hate it here as much as I do. I'm just more honest about it.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to sell me on the world? The one where you lie to your friends when you're not trying to kill them? You screw a vampire just to feel? And insane asylums are the comfy alternative? This world? Buffy, it's me. I know you were happier when you were in the ground. The only time you were ever at peace in your whole life was when you were dead. Until Willow brought you back. You know, with magic. Oh. Sorry, the trip can be kind of rough. If you're, you know, not me.
Nice.
Done.
Hello, boys.
Jonathan. Andrew. You boys like magic, don't you? Abracadabra.
Nice. What's she gonna do?
Okay. Didn't see that coming.
What was that? We're alive.
You guys want to take it slow? I can do that too. Ask Warren.
Don't!
Amr me, Ningin me, Chain in me, Doldale, Gure me, Ningin me, Chain in me, Go, go.
Let's get out of here.
No, no, stay. I mean, we're just getting started. I've got big party plans.
Well.
No, don't.
Guys, come on. Just getting the wood for the violence here. And you know what they say. If at first you don't succeed.
Oh, yeah, this is happening.
Not enough.
Don't get too close, he'll squeeze your head. Oh, nice.
Looks like local boy loses.
So it would appear.
Good on me then. I get what I came for. I passed, right?
Indeed, you have passed the first stage of the test.
Right, I get
it. Yep, wait, there you go.
First stage.
First stage. There's 77 stages, I think.
Damn, that is one effective counterspell. Won't keep you alive, though.
Well, stop. You need to give this up now.
I get it. You boys put a spell on yourselves, didn't you? Protecting you from harm, from magics. That's cute.
Well, back off before somebody gets hurt.
How about I back off right after? So, which one of you boys worked the mojo? Doesn't matter, really. I just am curious.
Gure me, ningin me, chain in me. New doldala. Gure me, ningin me, chain in me.
Just because I can't do magics to you, doesn't mean I can't do them on myself. Dummy. Now I'm pretty sure I'm strong enough to beat you to death.
That's exactly the route I would have taken.
I don't want to hurt you.
Wow.
Not a problem.
Gotta be Giles' face on the wall, right?
I said I didn't want to.
Oh my god.
Didn't say I wouldn't.
Let's go. What about Willow? Thought you could handle her.
Are you sure?
No, that's why we're leaving. Un.
I can't. I have to stay here to keep the spell going on Willow.
No, but...
Go, do something right.
Ice. I'm gonna manipulate you with your guilt. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
No.
Yes. So, Willow, what are you going to do?
So, here we are.
Finally!
Are we really going to do this?
I hope so.
Come on, this is a huge deal for me. 6 years as a sideman, now I get to be the slayer.
A killer isn't a slayer. Being the slayer means something you can't conceive of.
Oh, Buffy, you really need to have every square inch of your ass kicked.
And show me what you got. And I'll show you what a slayer really is.
This is amazing! It's Stuffy and Stillo fighting it out. It's amazing.
Where are you taking us?
Someplace safe.
Like where?
Xander?
I don't know.
for, bitch.
Oh, that word is bandied about quite a bit in the last couple episodes. I'm not a fan. Holy crap. Finish her.
Slayer was.
I can't move anymore.
Drop the sword, moron.
Breathe.
If you want to keep breathing, you got to keep moving.
This is bogus. We should get out of this town. Mexico. We should go to Mexico.
Mexico? Really?
You're not going anywhere. We just got to find a place to hide you to until we get the all clear from Buffy.
Yeah, what if the Slayer's dead already? We're just supposed to sit around waiting for Sabrina to show up and disembowel us?
You do what I say to you.
I don't think so.
Kick his ass, Xander. Aw, the crystals.
Well, hey. Is it that interesting? Anya's still here.
No. No, no, no.
Looks like I've been beaten on the wrong gal.
No.
Whoa, whoa. Okay, Andy. Let's just put the sword down.
No, no way. I'm not gonna die because of something I didn't even do.
You're not gonna die.
Leave him alone.
Let him go, Andrew. You heard me.
You let me go first.
No.
It's your move.
No. Yours.
I'm not moving. I'm not gonna budge to right now. Ow!
Sandy's right. We're not leaving Sunnydale. When this is over, you and I are going back to jail to time.
Do some time? Maybe you'll learn how to write screenplays.
Help me!
Oh no.
You can't block my spells if you can't chant. And you can't chant if you're sleeping.
No! Come on, Will. Did you really have to be so harsh? Oh, nice timing, Buffy. Idiot.
Buffy, I gotta tell you, I get it now. The Slayer thing really isn't about the violence. It's about the power.
Oh my god.
And there's no one in the world who has the power to stop me now.
Wait a second. Giles?
I'd like to test
that. Yay! Yay! I mean, boo! 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 Oh, this is gonna be so fantastic! This is the best! No, don't start the next one. Don't start. Netflix, stop it. Oh my god, that was amazing! Oh! I can't wait to talk about it. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope the audio didn't get fucked up. Hey everyone, I want to let you know something. A while ago, this guy named Stephen Moffat, he had this show. You see. And it was called Press Gang. This was before he did Coupling, before he did any Doctor Who writing or show running or ruining. And it's a show about kids running a newspaper. And it's from England from a long time ago. And there's going to be an intro cast about it, folks. Uh-huh. It's going to be called The Last Word Podcast with Chris and Illyrio. So if you're familiar with Chris from the Doctor Who, the 11th Hour podcast, and myself from here, the two of us are teaming up soon. So look forward to that. You can go to lastwordpodcast.com and check out not a lot really so far, but there will be an episode zero coming your way soon. Alrighty. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. Oh, this is wonderful. All right. Until next time, goodbye.
When she goes storming out, I run for cover, rolling above her, ring in the witching hour, spells that I'm singing, rain come and drown me out, sinking deep below. Can you go another round? I will follow you down and out. Let's go another round. I will follow you down and we could just lay around. Stare at the ceiling, want to forget about, one for the feeling, room full of photographs, box full of letters. Come on, make it last. Nothing else matters right now. Can you go?